So the first stage to creating conversational trances is to create an unbroken flow of ideas. Imagine, if you would, that you are on the top of a theme park water slide. As you slide down the water slide, the water lubricates the ride down, and the curves are gentle enough so that wherever you go, gravity is taking care of everything. You don't have to do anything, you just slip and slide and enjoy the ride. That is how your experience of hypnosis should be when talking to someone else. It should be so smooth and so comfortable and so enjoyable that they have no reason to want to get off because they're enjoying the ride too much. So the first principle that you have to bear in mind when using conversation hypnosis is to maintain a form of verbal agreement. It doesn't mean that they have to say yes to everything you're saying out loud, but they must be able to agree with it at some level so that one thought or idea seamlessly moves on to the other. That creates a kind of flow that's very, very compelling for them to follow on to. Now, one way to do this is to use patterns of plausibility. As a rule of thumb, the more someone is in trance, the less plausible your suggestions need to be. But the more their conscious critical awareness is in place, the more you must satisfy it by making comments that seem very plausible. For example, if I say to you, today is a beautiful day, the sun is shining and it's warm outside, it's the kind of day that children want to play in. These are all things that you can verify externally. You can look out your window and see the sun shining. You can feel the warmth in your own skin, and maybe you can even see children outside playing. So these are all things you have to agree with because they're just verifiable facts. However, now that we have established this, we can begin to add something to the mix, which may or may not be true, but it's just plausible enough that you'll probably go along with it because it seems easier to do so. Let's take an example of this. Now please bear in mind this example will be mildly hypnotic, so if you're driving a car or operating any kind of machinery, just pause the tape until you're ready to put your full attention on what it is that we're doing here. Everyone knows that people can breathe, and I think breathe in and out without having to think about it. The interesting thing is, because you can control your breathing, you can take deeper breaths, and with every deep breath that you take, you can begin to relax almost automatically. Your body knows how to relax just by breathing in its own pattern and rhythm. So let's pause for a moment and have a look at what I've just said there. Really, I'm making an assumption that just by being able to control your breathing, you'll be able to increase your relaxation. Now, that's kind of true, and it's kind of not true. But because I've made so many statements that everyone will agree with, the fact that you can breathe in and out, that's outside of your control and inside your control at the same time, etc. Because you're in a habit of agreeing with me, when I place a suggestion, that is to say, taking a deep breath will allow you to relax more fully, you're more likely to accept it. It slips just past your conscious filters and begins to become true for you. Now, this is called the principle of piggybacking of other suggestions. And we'll look at this more fully on the next CD on hypnotic principles. But for the moment, just bear in mind that this smooth language allows you to create this connection between things that don't necessarily have to be connected. So there's a kind of a language which allows you to not only connect ideas, but also create transitions which are very, very smooth between one thought or idea and another. It creates this effortless, seamless flow. Going back to our analogy of the water slide in the theme park, you have to create some kind of language that will have the same effect as the water going down the water slide, which creates a smoothness of experience so that people can ride along these ideas without any effort at all. Now, in language, these linguistic bridges are called conjunctions. They're the cement, the stuff that binds information together, which allows you to move from one idea to another seamlessly and fluidly. Now, for the moment, we're going to focus on just four words of power, four conjunctions, four words that act like these linguistic bridges that allows you to tie together different thoughts and ideas to begin to create a hypnotic theme that becomes very, very powerful. Once you've mastered these four words of power, I will show you how to create an almost infinite variety of these things, so that every time you talk to someone, you can make up completely new content, completely new inductions, completely new hypnotic conversations, and every single one of them will hit home. For now, let's focus on these four words of power. Those four words are as, and, because, and which means. With these four words, you can piggyback any suggestion of any other statements and create a fluid, seamless piece of communication that other people will respond to hypnotically. So let's have a look at these four words of power in action. On the next track, we'll be creating a very simple hypnotic induction using the four words of power and a simple theme, the idea of relaxing, so that you can relax into a trance comfortably. Now, please bear in mind, these are hypnotic communications, which means that all your attention should be placed on these things. So if you are driving a car or driving any kind of machinery, please stop whatever you're doing before you listen to the next track, so you can give your undivided attention to the patterns that we're going to be using and can do so safely. So go ahead and pause this recording now until you're ready to stop whatever you're doing and focus all your attention safely on learning the four words of power.